Coming up on 6:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Friday morning. Brewers off today. They throw in that extra day because a lot of teams struggle with the weather early in the season, so they put that buffer zone in there. So the Brewers will be back in action tomorrow night at American Family Field. Welcoming in ESPN's Gabe Neitzel this morning. You said an extraordinary thing just now. I said, what'd you see out there? Because you guys did your show from American Family Field.
We did.
Opening day.
We did.
Silly time around here.
Yeah.
You said, I didn't see anything.
No, and then I went to the game. I didn't see anybody, you know, out of hand. I'm sure it was happening somewhere across the stadium.
No particular fan you want to highlight?
Yeah, there was no, I mean, because there was a couple of years ago where I usually, both my parents are retired, and I usually, the last couple of years, I've been taking my mom. My dad accompanied us this year as well, but there was, it was either last year or 2 years ago, there was a man who had probably been overserved who tried to catch a foul ball that was like a section over and ended up in my mother's lap.
See?
You know, so nothing like that, you know, nothing out of the ordinary.
I don't want to tell you how to do your family, but I don't know if opening day is a good day for mom and pop.
My mom loves baseball.
I know. You take her to a lot of
games.
Yeah,
I do. I take her to a ton of games, and she has enjoyed going to opening day.
Okay.
Like, she is so excited.
She knows what she's getting into.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's I mean, she's lived on this earth for a number of years. She understands what opening day can be about.
Very well.
So she knows what she's getting into. And again, yesterday it was a lovely day at the ballpark in Section 231.
I was telling Neil, I saw a lot of White Sox fans out. I was downtown for an event last night. A lot of them out. And I did approach some of them. And
sure.
I came as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I said, aside from the outcome, how did you all enjoy your experience here? Because they got beat 14-2.
Yeah, that was tough. I think probably one of the favorite things I did see yesterday, I did see a White Sox fan in a Pope Leo t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like in, you know, all decked out in the Pope Guard with a White Sox logo. So, you know, I thought that was, okay. That's kind of clever. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I was in the tailgate lots. I spoke to a couple White Sox fans and they're like, this is great. We should open the season every year here in Milwaukee. It's indoors. We don't have to worry about the cold.
Yeah,
it's 90 minutes away. I'm like, yeah, why not do it every year?
Yeah. But of course, I mean, tailgate, the weather for the tailgate was fantastic. Walking out of the stadium was not as fun with the rain and the wind and everything else.
Well, I was saying to Neil earlier, before we get all too excited and know how you can ask for a better outcome on your opening game,
right?
Your fireballer throws a great game. Offense was all there. That being said, didn't we start 0-4 last year? So let's not get overly excited.
Well, and it wasn't just like 0-4 and four nail biters.
0-4.
It was like they like gave up a historic amount of runs in New York and then came back and got beat like 10-0 on opening day
at the
ballpark.
Remember?
The torpedo bat. Everybody thought the torpedo bats were going to be a big thing that changed baseball forever. And
it
didn't seem to hear much about it after that Yankees series.
What did you like most in terms of what you saw from our team?
And again, I think, you know, I know undaunted is kind of what they talked about last year, but they got, I mean, and they probably knew it was coming. You know, I think it was more of a shock for everybody else when the Jackson Churio news came out before the opening day lineup that they had to put him on IL. Luckily, only 2 to 4 weeks as he's dealing with the hairline fracture on his hand. When you hear broken hand, you're thinking, oh man, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And so 2 to 4 because he's been dealing with it. So hopefully that heals, but they do have the depth. I mean, Jake Bauer started for him in left field yesterday.
How'd
that
go?
Run. So they have depth to be able to deal with it. Obviously, you want Jackson Churio in that lineup, but they are going to be a resilient bunch. They just always are. Whatever's dealt their way, they always take it in stride because that's the way Pat Murphy has handled things the last 2 years.
Was it upsetting at all to you with the Churio injury? Comes in the World Baseball Classic. I know that's maybe been the negative knock on the WBC with injuries and things like that. Was that at all?
Not for me because the type of injury so it happened when he got hit by a pitch. That could happen in a spring training game, right? Like, that could happen in a simulated game where one just gets away from your pitcher and it just unfortunately hit him in the wrong part of the hand. I guess the disappointing part is when that happened, it seemed like it wasn't that big of a deal, but now it kind of makes sense as to why he struggled in the WBC, because that happened relatively early and he just didn't hit all that well. So, again, happening early enough in the season where they have depth. I mean, they bring up Blake Perkins, who a lot of people thought was going to make the opening day roster to begin with as the fourth outfielder. So you've got depth there. You've got a great bat, at least a hot bat at the very least, with Jake Bowers. So they're going to be creative and they're going to find a way to be able to navigate the first month of the season without Jackson.
I did have one eye on Freddy Peralta's start in New York for the Mets. And Freddie gave up 4 earned runs over 5 innings pitched.
Yeah.
I don't want to root for him to be bad, but if you need justification, and again, just one game. But
and to me, the exciting part about them is, like, it's a record-setting day, and he strikes out 11. Like, there's still a lot of room for growth there because he wasn't the most efficient through the first four innings. There were, you know, a lot of balls missing out of the zone. I think he still walked three. So the exciting part is he's got all the talent in the world, and there's still, like, he can still get better than he was yesterday. That's exciting.
Big season ahead for your Milwaukee Brewers. Gabe Neitzel from ESPN with us this morning. Thank you, my friend.
Baseball's back, boys.
6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.